August 12th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Your nation is undergoing a catharsis as many who have colluded in the past are now being exposed. This purification has been a long time in coming. Names, up until now, which have been respected for open accomplishments, will be shown as resident evil in your midst. Those in a position to reveal this hidden agenda will now be in danger at the hands of their cohorts. Pray for those who will now step forward in a concerted effort to expose evil. Pray for their safety, as the network of evil still is very powerful. Many who have been revered will now fall from their pedestals. I can no longer remain silent on the events at hand." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.